to all of our listeners in Sheridan and around Indiana and across the nation. Hello and welcome to sectional championship football at Bud Wright Stadium. My name is Jonathan Mathis, you just heard Drake, and I'm thrilled to be back with you for tonight's matchup featuring the number 8 Sheridan Blackhawks and the number 5 Monroe Central Golden Bears. This was the matchup we were anticipating. Both are top teams in Class 1A, and both have gone unchallenged in Sectional 44 so far. They've played 4 games combined, and their margin of victory, an average of 38 points. Monroe Central enters tonight after a dominant season so far. They've passed for 2,063 yards and outscored their opponents by 393 points while pitching 5 shutouts. They look dangerous, but the question tonight is how dangerous are they really? Their opponents collectively won just 38% of their games. Sheridan's was 49% by comparison. 52% of their scoring came against teams with 4 wins or less. And only once did they play a team with a record similar to Sheridan's, which was Shenandoah, and Shenandoah won that matchup by 22. That said, if their passing game works, they could be a serious threat for Sheridan. But if the Blackhawks can handle the pass, then they'll win their first sectionals title since 2012. Tonight's tale of the tape. The visiting Monroe Central Golden Bears enter tonight at 10-1 and 2-1 in conference. They are coached by John Hostetler, who is 131 and 106 in his 21st season of his coaching career. And he is also 44 and 23 in his 6th season at Monroe Central. The Sheridan Blackhawks enter tonight as the 2017 Hoosier Heartland Conference champions. They were 9-2. Overall, in an undefeated 7-0 in conference. The Blackhawks are coached, as always, by the venerable Bud Wright, who is 4-10 and 191 in 53 years as a head coach. But if you only count his mere 52 years at Sheridan, his record is 409 wins, 188 losses, and 9 state titles. Coach Bud Wright has 42 more wins than second place on the all-time wins list. It could be 43 by the end of the evening. Tonight's game time weather information. Well, it's November, 48 degrees, but it won't cool off much more. The wind is present, but not too much of a factor, at least not on the playing field. It is out of the northeast at 7. The sun has already called it a day. We're going to be under the lights and under the shining glow of a harvest moon. The chance of rain, it's unlikely, but right now, it's 0. It's football weather in Sheridan, Indiana, and the Sectional 44 final is next. I'm Jonathan. Drake Wally is with us. You'll hear from him again soon. You're watching Shine99TV.com. Welcome back, everybody, as we adjust some nozzles, knobs. Jonathan Mathis, Coach Bud Wright. Coach, that's a good win.
Yeah, very good win, especially after the way we started off. I didn't ever think we was going to quit making mistakes, but then we finally got it together at halftime and decided to come out and play third quarter.
Yeah, tell me, what did you tell the players at halftime? Because we saw it was a very close game in that first half, 7-0 going to the half, and then you came out 3 touchdowns almost right off the bat.
Well, we made some adjustments offensively and defensively. We made a couple adjustments, and they worked for us. I'm not always that lucky to make adjustments, but this ball game, our adjustments really paid off for us.
Yeah, we gave our player of the game honor to Joe. We thought Joe had a great game. Who else? Or talk about Joe and who else was really stood out to you and you thought exemplified Blackhawk football today?
Well, I think that Joe done a heck of a good job for us, but we expect that of him. He gained last year 2,041 yards, 11 ball games. So, you know, this is just his average game, really, as far as I don't know how many yards he had, but he's a heck of a ball player. He's a 4-year starter for us. On defense, offensively, he's a 3-year starter. So, he's got experience and he takes it to him. Domke, this was his first ball game. He just got eligible. And this is his first ball game of his high school career. He had played basketball at his other school, and did play football, but he transferred into our school, and he wanted to play football, so we let him come out and play. So I thought he did a heck of a good job for his first ball game. He's got some wheels.
Yeah, we like Drake was talking about. He's got great size for a receiver going down the sideline.
Yes, he does.
Something that we were looking at as a big matchup for tonight was their run game versus your run defense. And it seemed like your front seven really stepped up to the challenge and played well tonight.
Well, the first half, I thought we gave up way too much. That was some of the adjustments we made at halftime, and I think we've paid off a little bit. Second half, we missed a couple assignments, which allowed them to get in position to score. But, you know, you're going to do that every once in a while. But defensively, I thought that we stood up pretty good. That was the first rushing touchdown we'd given up all year long.
Yeah, and I think looking at next week, you have Carroll coming in.
Carroll Cougars.
And what are you thinking about that? I'm sure they had another good game tonight, but they're always a tough team.
Yeah, they got a lot of kids back from last year. They were 10-1 last year, 10-1, I believe, wasn't it? And they got a nice football team. They got several kids back from that football team. They lost their coach, and I think it's taken their new coach. He was their offensive coordinator last year, so he's very knowledgeable about the kids. But I think it's taken them a little bit to adjust to his system. But they're a fine football team.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for joining us up here. You can go back and hang out with your players.
Okay,
it's a pleasure.
You.
And stick around. We'll close it out from Tri-Central. You're watching Sheridan Football on Shine99TV.com.